Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Hi, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Today, we're going to be discussing dealing with boredom. So I assume that we all know what it's like to feel bored. Boredom is not necessarily something innately bad. However, it can lead to destructive habits, specifically addictive habits. So in today's podcast episode, I want to go into boredom, some of the roots of why we feel bored, and what to do when we feel bored so that we are not only preventing it from leading us down a destructive pathway, but ultimately we can use it as feedback for something that we might need to give or do for ourselves. So there are several reasons why we feel bored, which I'm going to go into here. Firstly, boredom can stem from a lack of, let's say, purpose or meaning in life. So when we have meaning and when we live with purpose, there's a certain natural energy, passion, excitement that is automatically infused into our lives, into our present moment experience as a result of living with meaning and purpose. So our moments have meaning, have context in the greater picture of life, and we are excited to be part of that bigger picture. We're excited by the very, very nature of that idea. So without purpose, there is really no direction. We feel lost, we feel disinterested, and oftentimes hopeless, and ultimately we feel bored. Boredom can also be seen as a lack of growth, or a monotonous routine, or a lack of challenges in life. Now, this can be an indication that we have, let's say, outgrown certain people, let's say relationships or old identities, and we're no longer being challenged to grow into our full potential. And as a result of that, we feel flat, disinterested, and then bored. So while challenges can be difficult, right? We don't necessarily seek out difficulties, but challenges allow us to grow, and they take us out of our comfort zone. Without them, we do feel dull, and we have a hard time really enjoying our lives because ultimately we're not growing. So as a result of that lack of growth, we're gonna have a hard time feeling good, feeling fulfilled, and oftentimes feel bored. Boredom can often be seen in addicts, right? When they're in the process of detoxing, let's say, from an addiction, this is where boredom will most definitely rear its ugly head. Now, because the life of an addict is usually chaotic, right? There's extreme highs, lows. The lull time in between those intense extremes can be quite uncomfortable, right? This is where boredom comes in. This is where it can contribute to an addiction. So in essence, an addict will almost always only feel alive when there's intensity, right? Intense highs, intense pain, intense pleasure, and the in-between sort of feels pointless, right? And boring. And ultimately, they are going to oftentimes seek to avoid that experience by getting high or just avoiding the discomfort of the in-between. Now, when an addict is looking to get high, they're also most usually looking to avoid themselves and their present moment experience because it is uncomfortable. It is painful. It is boring to be in the present moment. It is anxious. It is anxiety inducing. So when there is boredom in our present moment experience, we are oftentimes escaping this boredom with intensity. And with an addiction to the highs and lows, we are usually addicted to chaos. We're seeking pleasure and running from pain in essence. So periods of calm and relaxation could actually be way more uncomfortable for someone who is uncomfortable in the present moment. It's seen as less exciting and usually something that the addict is trying to avoid and ultimately will look for, as mentioned, those highs and lows to escape the present moment experience. Now, naturally speaking, our body is going to release certain hormones that ultimately happen when we meet a need, right? So the feel-good hormones, such as dopamine, serotonin, endorphins, and oxytocin, these are naturally released as life gives us sort of positive feedback for doing what is best for our survival, for meeting our needs. We're going to feel good when we meet our needs. And these are natural hormones they release from our body. We do not need to do anything to get them except for to be there for ourselves and to use them as feedback that we are on the way to meeting our needs and survival. So when we are addicted, it's usually because we're coming from unmet needs, and when then we are chasing a high, we're looking to sort of get these feel-good hormones without actually meeting our needs, without actually growing, without being present, without actually doing the work to deserve them, to earn them in a sense. So in essence, we're trying to sort of cheat the system by feeling good without meeting our needs, without being there for ourselves. So an addict who is chasing these feel-good hormones by using, let's say, drugs or alcohol or whatever substance they're using, it is in essence trying to control and manipulate the body to feel good, even though they haven't done the work, even though they haven't met the needs. And essentially, they're trying to feel good to escape specific pain, which includes feeling bored, boredom. So in essence, the addict is escaping boredom with self-induced pleasure. So when it comes to recovery from addiction, we have to remember that at the beginning, there's usually going to be discomfort. You know, when we're detoxing, we are in essence disconnecting the association of pleasure with this destructive habit, because we should feel pleasure when we are meeting our needs, not when we're, you know, causing destruction to ourselves. So ultimately, there's this period when we have to kind of switch over from feeling pleasure from this sort of pseudo meeting of a need to actually meeting our needs. In that lull period is where we are going to feel intense pain and usually a ton of boredom. And this is why it's so important when we are detoxing from any addiction, let's say, you know, drugs or alcohol or even codependency or even overthinking, right? It's important to realize that there will be pain. And this is the pain that we have been running from. And the goal is to be with the pain, right? Accept it, meet it where it's at, have compassion on it, and ultimately to use this pain as an indicator that there's something we need to do, something we need to heal. So our body is always giving us feedback, right? The feel-good hormones, but also pain. And whether it's positive or negative, these are necessary, this is necessary information so that we can ultimately identify what it is that we need to heal, what it is we need to what needs need to be met. So when we trust, right, we listen to our body, we trust our body, and we surrender to the healing process, and we trust the natural progression of our body just to release hormones that we need to ultimately feel, right? To get that positive or negative feedback, we need to listen to the messages of our body. And, you know, we are no longer going to try to manipulate our body to feel something. Rather, we become sort of humble students and listeners to our body when we honor it. And we honor the messages that it's trying to communicate to us of what we need to do to heal and recover and what needs to be met. We are no longer going to be avoiding that pain, which is ultimately feedback. Now, naturally, we are going to be very used to chaos, highs and lows, if we are raised in a unpredictable, toxic, abusive, chaotic home growing up, right? This could actually feel more natural, more comfortable. So we expect chaos, and when it doesn't happen, we live in this sort of perpetual anxiety of expecting chaos to occur, something to go wrong, the next shoe to drop, and if it doesn't happen, we get very uncomfortable and we get bored. We don't really even know how to deal with calm. In many ways, it is more comfortable to be in chaos than it is to be calm, to be relaxed, and to be in a bored state, so to speak. And then ultimately, we're going to be attracted back to those familiar comfort levels of highs and lows, regardless of how destructive we maybe know that it is. So as mentioned, boredom can also be seen as a struggle to be present, sort of a maladaptive relationship to our present moment experience. Now, the difference between a person experiencing, let's say, boredom or joy in the present moment is going to be based on our specific relationship to the present moment. The present moment is natural. It's the natural flow of life. You can say the present moment is where life exists. It's where we exist. It's the true existence. So in this place, there's going to be relaxation. There's going to be peace. There's going to be balance. So if we are uncomfortable with peace, if we see it, if we have an attitude about relaxing and chilling out as a waste of time or as doing nothing productive, then we're going to render it useless, and ultimately we're going to avoid it. And this is especially the case if we are human doings, if we're very focused on the doingness of life as opposed to appreciating our existence and just enjoying our beingness, right? So someone who's focused on doing, which essentially refers to someone who values what they do and what they accomplish over actually the experience of it, then the present moment is going to feel unnecessary. It's going to feel like a waste of time. When we are obsessed with the doingness, We feel that the most important thing, the most value we have is in what we do, our output, and our value is based on this. And the only way to truly succeed in life is if we are doing. So the more we do, the better, right? Now, while obviously doing is important, you can't just sit and do nothing and expect success. This kind of doing that comes from human doingness, which is again, valuing the doing over everything, it really is based in fear and it values the beingness very little. It doesn't truly pay attention to the intention and the energy of each action. Now, this is as opposed to a person who's appreciating the beingness of life, right? When we do actions from a place of human being, when we appreciate our beingness, which includes being mindful, being intentional with our actions, being fully present, accepting and loving yourself, right? Putting out an energy of balance, of abundance, of love. In essence, we're valuing ourselves. We're valuing our existence, our beingness over everything. And in this place, it's a different kind of doing that comes from peace. It comes from joy. It comes from happiness. It comes from love and the desire to give. So from this place, of course, we're doing, but it's a different kind of doing. It's coming from the desire to give, the desire to connect, and it's coming from an expression of love and truly enjoying our existence. And this is obviously as opposed to a human doing, which comes from trying to avoid our present moment and really trying to avoid ourselves and our existence and simply focused on your output and what you could accomplish. So from this perspective, a human doing can't stop doing, because anytime they stop doing, again, they're wasting their time. They're going to be essentially forced to get present and confront their existence, their present moment experience, which is ultimately something very uncomfortable and they're trying to avoid, right? This is oftentimes what is experienced as boredom. So when this is the case, when we are on this perpetual hamster wheel of doing, there really is no ability to stop. You actually can't stop and you really can't enjoy what you're creating. And if you do stop, you're always just simply thinking about the next thing to do. You're not really necessarily enjoying the success that you have. Naturally, as we live our lives, there is going to be a certain excitement and joy and passion that comes as a result of simply living, right? It does not have to be induced necessarily. It's a result of being alive, being human. Now, it seems like in today's day and age, we are so heavily inculcated by intensity, right? Social media, television, a lot of short-term gratification, a lot of excitement. In essence, we're always chasing the next high, and it definitely feels like society is perpetually addicted to these highs and lows, generally speaking. You know, we value consumerism, output, overall, a very low state of consciousness. We are very much human doings, and we generally value our doingness over authenticity, over being present and our beingness. And as a result of this, we have a society that's perpetually bored and constantly trying to fill their inner emptiness with thrills, with pleasure, and ultimately a society that has very little meaning to life, very little purpose, and we are generally speaking very lost. It's really no wonder to me that addiction is on the rise, suicide, as a result of this way of thinking, this way of being is very much destructive state of consciousness, and ultimately the results are evident. Now, in truth, boredom is a message. It's an indication that there's something missing from our lives. It's an indication that we are usually not fully present and that we are not necessarily surrendering and embracing the flow of life. Now, it's not wrong to feel bored. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It's just feedback, right? You can definitely use it as feedback to learn about ways in which we could be more present and enjoy our existence more and truly surrender to life and to our purpose and ultimately become more of a human being. When we run from boredom, right? When we chase the next high, we chase the next object, toy, the next accomplishment, and looking for constant excitement, essentially we are avoiding, most usually, discomfort in the present moment. We're struggling to make peace with our own existence, and as a result of that, we can't really relax, we can't live authentically, we're not really at peace with ourselves. There's really no room to relax, and there's no space to truly enjoy and appreciate our own present moment beingness. So the goal is not to run from being from boredom the same way we don't want to run from any negative emotion or a negative experience. The goal is to be present with it, to embrace boredom as an opportunity to make peace with our present moment existence, which is to make peace with ourself, to truly embrace who we are and really love yourself. It's an opportunity to flow with life, to see where we may not be flowing, and to join up with the natural progression of each moment, which leads to opportunities, it leads to growth, it leads to conflict and struggle and difficult times, but also it leads to success, it leads to fulfillment, growth, happiness, and joy. We were not created to be human doings. We were not created to accumulate items, to make money. In essence, our purpose, we were created to grow to our full potential. And this can only really happen when we accept ourselves for who we are, when we embrace who we are, and unconditionally and surrender to the present moment and go with the flow of life, because the natural, the present moment is truly where we are and who we are. So when we are living as human beings, right, when we have made peace with our existence, it's really very different. It's a very different lifestyle than someone who's living a human sort of doing, right, which is a much lower state of consciousness. In essence, life actually gets a lot easier the more you value your existence, the more you make peace with your existence, and the more you come from a place of love. Because when this happens, we realize that it's not that we have to constantly do more, but rather sometimes it's actually less is, you know, doing less is more type of thing, which could actually be more effective. It's not that we have to work harder, we sort of have to work smarter, right? And since we have to be more intentional with our actions and assure that our actions are coming from a place of love, of abundance, from an energy of, you know, what intention, what energy are we putting into each action instead of just reactively just doing, which usually comes from a place of fear, shame, guilt, from a lower state of consciousness, which really just only values our output and what we could accomplish. Now, one action taken from a mindset of love and abundance is infinitely more effective than hundreds of actions taken out of fear. So it's not about necessarily what you do, it's about what the specific things you're doing, with what intention, with what energy, and in that way, it's not so much doing more, but rather doing from a place of beingness. So life becomes a lot easier when we start to enjoy the flow of life. We actually get to take pleasure in our existence. We actually get to relax, right? We also get to, you know, in essence, we're taking mindful actions, we're taking divinely inspired actions, but ultimately putting energy into those actions that are much more loving, much more compassionate, and much more from a place of abundance. Now, the actions that we take in many ways from this perspective, from this mindset, from this abundance mindset, don't necessarily even feel like hard work, right? If you enjoy what you do, you don't work a day in your life because you're putting an energy of love into it, and doing from that place is inspiring. It's something you do from love, and it just comes naturally as a result of being in a higher state of consciousness, from being at a love and abundance mindset. And the actions that you do take are much more natural, right? And they're in sync with reality. They're in sync with the flow of life, as opposed to forced, which is really coming from fear. When we're constantly fighting life or at odds with it, it is a lower state of consciousness, and it comes from force. And it's, in essence, not a very enjoyable and not a very peaceful existence. And life becomes so much better, so much more peaceful, and so much more abundant when we are not in conflict with life, but rather we are totally surrendering and united with the universal intelligence that many people refer to as higher self or God or universe. So to finish off, it seems that many people, you know, including myself, for a long time, saw boredom as a bad thing. And as a result of that, there was sort of a constant go, 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 go. And it truly wasn't fulfilling. And ultimately, it was a constant trying to experience the highs, which ultimately is just exhausting and doesn't lead to a whole lot of peace. So if you are listening to this podcast, I hope it inspires you to take a look at your life and see places in which you are not present. See how you might be on this hamster wheel trying to get the next high, but really struggling with just being alive and just enjoying your existence, because there is something so beautiful and so fulfilling about simply being alive and surrendering to the flow of life, which in many instances just requires you to relax and enjoy and just balance your energies and simply enjoy the gift that is life. If you are interested in working with me one-on-one and going on a healing journey, it'd be my absolute honor to work with you so we could work through any feelings of boredom and ultimately find peace in our present moment existence. Feel free to reach out to me directly. My email is yitz, Y-I-T-Z, at magnoliahealingcenter.com. My phone, 818-210-6049. Thank you all so very much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Until next time, all the best.